an NGO working in the area of mental health, addiction and disability, has just launched an online Māori language glossary. Te Pou's Te Reo Hāpai, or the language of enrichment, coincides with Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Māori Language Week. And joining us now to tell us more is the creator of this glossary, Kiri Ōpai. Kia ora, Kiri.
Kia ora, Jesse. Tēnā koe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, lovely to chat to you. First, tell us a bit about yourself. What's your own Te Reo journey been?
Well, I was lucky enough to be brought up with it from a fairly young age, from a teenager in Taranaki. So I'm from Taranaki and Waikato and a little bit of Auckland there and a little bit of Ngātipoa on the East Coast. But I was brought up with my elders, so I was very lucky to be taught from a young age. And so sort of my journey has been basically being lucky enough to share what I was taught from a young age. I think I started teaching when I was about 17. And so get to this time, quite a few years later, and I worked for Te Pou Te Pakaoro Nui, as it was known then, Te Pou, and did see some gaps in some of the Māori language that was used, this is about 5 years ago, and so there were some gaps, and there were some things that weren't quite consistent, and I thought, well, I'm sure I can help out with that, and so the idea for the glossary Te Reo Hāpai was born.
Where were the gaps?
Documents, you know, coming out of ministries, just inconsistencies. You know, sometimes I'd read things and it'd be Māori language spelt three different ways, the same word or phrase, you know, not in the same booklet, but in the same paragraph. So I thought, well, I can at least fix that. And then as time went on, I saw that actually there weren't words for some of the conditions and things that we were writing about and talking about and researching. So things like, autism, there wasn't a consistent term for that, or ADHD, or even disability had some strange iterations that, you know, people would use. So I thought at least I can be consistent, but also I can create some of these words and from a much more positive Māori indigenous worldview.
Yeah, so tell us what exactly you're doing here. You creating new words for conditions that maybe haven't been considered by Te Reo Māori historically?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the one thing that's really taken off around the country and even internationally, is that I've created some of these terms in Te Reo Māori for conditions that you know, weren't in the common vocabulary. And so, you know, people would make it up if they'd been interviewed. They'd sort of have to sort of make up their own sort of terms. So I thought, why don't I focus on some of that work? I'm a licensed interpreter. So, you know, as I said, lucky enough to be taught by elders. But from a Māori and Indigenous positive worldview. So, for instance, my creation of the word for autism is takiwātanga, and that seems to have gone around the world. That means his or her own time and space.
Mm.
And I think that's a lovely sort of way of summing it up. And really that just comes from my, I consulted with clinicians and all sorts of people, but it comes from my great friendship with a really good friend of mine who is autistic from school. We knew each other and have known each other all these years. And he would just have a different sort of life rhythm, life pace. And I think that's a lovely way of honouring my friend and honouring what autism is for people, just in his or her own different time and space.
Takiwātanga.
Yeah.
Can you give us
a pronunciation, by the way. Very good.
Can you give us a couple of other examples?
Yeah, so with the launch of the online version, I've added a few words that I've worked with whānau and clinicians and experts in these sort of fields. Just taking things like, say, ADHD. So, you know, attention deficit disorder, people going, oh, hold on, deficit. So what I've done with those sort of terms is turn it around and look at what are some of the positive things. Again, working with ADHD whānau and people. So I've called it aro reretini, which means attention goes to many things. So, you know, try and turn it on its head and make it, you know, more positive. Same with things like Williams syndrome, monarchial, and just new words like that that haven't been considered and created in the past. But again, always from a Māori Indigenous positive worldview.
Yeah, and it would be, I guess, important enough or there'd be value in doing it just so that we had words for these concepts. But yeah. what is the practical benefit, I suppose?
Certainly, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Māori language is endangered. It needs, you know, revitalisation, so I'm contributing to that. But also I thought if I can contribute in a positive manner, if I can get autism right, I probably haven't got the years and years it takes of experience to do all the permutations of autism. But if I get that right, then anybody else that comes along and adds to the vocabulary, adds to the glossary in years to come, will sort of follow that pattern, that template. So, again, you know, just the thing I've been pleased about the most, I think, is that people are now more able to define themselves, you know. So the big reward for me is when a couple came up to me and just said, I just want to thank you for creating a word that our autistic son could be proud of.
Yeah, I love that. And what about for people working in this sector? What is the benefit to them?
Yeah, people have, you know, clinicians and organisations have used the words in different ways. But again, I think it makes people reimagine what those things are. So instead of something that's considered negative and permanent, I've sort of created words and, you know, counting on the traditional terms and things that I was taught that talk about more temporary conditions and recoverable conditions. You know, ma'aui is the word that I'm using instead of mate, that involves permanence and is always considered quite negative. But ma'aui just means a condition out of balance for now, but recoverable.
Lots of people listening will have had experience with manawa pā. Can you tell us about that word?
So that was one of the words that came out of working with Professor Sir Mason Jury. Any sort of anxiety where your heart palpitates, that's what manawa pā sort of alludes to. So, you know, I spent time with him. I was very lucky to spend time with him and other experts in their fields to, you know, sort of go through, firstly, what are some of the words that we need? And because we need revitalization, we probably need another, you know, a few thousand words, but I wanted to concentrate on the ones that I could actually do within a certain time period, a couple of years it took me to consult and everything. And so, yeah, manawa pā was one, but that was sort of the physical words were already there. I had to concentrate on ones that were to do with certainly mental health and addiction and disability, because there were hardly any words that you could find in the dictionary. So so I wanted to look at those and create them and be consistent with them.
I should
say,
that's what
I concentrated on.
Yeah, people who want to have a browse around, it's quite fun browsing through these. You can do it in your own time just by, we'll put a link on our website, Piti Piti Whakararu.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to sort of put together words that were in common use and quite topical. So obviously cannabis at the moment is quite topical. So that's a new one that's sort of come out. Piti Piti Whakararu. There is gambling problems. But again, I had to sort of think about what are some of the other ways of describing that. So there were issues and challenges and, you know, using words like that rather than, you know, always looking at a deficit perspective. So hopefully most of these have come through as a strengths-based, you know, positive spin on it.
Can you tell me about Te Pō, the organisation you've created this for, who they are and what they do?
Yes, yeah, so very lucky to work with them for the last 5 years. I'm not working with them at the moment. I'm with the Wise Group, but I'm still consulting in there. They are a national centre of evidence-based workforce development for these sectors. And so my job there was the pai arahi, that is basically the Māori leader making the organisation more responsive to the needs of tangata whenua.
And have you had a good sort of uptake from the kaituku haumanu or the yeah. kaiwhakamahere order?
Yeah. Well, so I've done probably 100 presentations around the country. And so some of them were, you know, with associations like psychologists, psychiatrists, all sorts of, all walks of life, clinicians all around the world, also, you know, spoken in different places and outside of New Zealand. And funnily enough, they always ask me those sort of questions. Oh, how did you come about this? They're always interested, of course, in the etymology of the words. And yeah, it's actually been really positive. Mostly they're just sort of going, oh, look, I like the way you've coined this phrase. Can we use it? And so, yeah, the uptake's been pretty good.
Hey, interesting. My middle name is Turi. And I don't really know the story of how my parents ended up with that. I think they liked the sound of it. But I see that that's actually the word that you've used for deaf.
Yeah, that's a fairly common one. Turi is, it is deaf. Of course, there's other interpretations for that as well. It's also, he was the captain of the Aotea Waka, all those sort of things. So, yeah, Turi. And I was very lucky to get a nice phrase from the deaf community.
Yeah.
The half deaf. See, I wasn't aware of that one. Haurua Turi. So very lucky to consult with some great people and experts in their field.
Well done. As I say, you've created it for Te Pau, but is it your hope that it'll be picked up and used by other organisations?
Yes, absolutely. And luckily it is. So around the country, especially, I think we've given out now 10,000 physical copies. But also there's been downloads around the world of about 6,000 copies on all the continents. So other peoples, and especially Indigenous peoples, are looking at it and going, well, if they can do it, we can do it, you know, and that sort of thing. I've spoken a couple of times overseas and that sort of thing. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, hopefully it has a good uptake, especially at this time. Yes, it's Māori Language Week, but, you know, every week is Māori Language Week for me. So, I'd just actually like to thank you and the project team and RNZ actually for promoting, you know, Māori language and Te Ao Māori, really, and making and normalising it for people. That's actually really helpful. So, ngā mihi.
We all try and do our best for most of the year, but it's a good nudge, eh, this week, each year, to think, oh,
yeah,
gee, I better
absolutely
learn a bit more than I did. Yeah. Hey, nice to talk to you. Thanks so much. Kerry Opai talking about the launch of the online version of Te Reo Hāpai, the language of enrichment, which has a lot of Māori words, Te Reo Māori words for terms and phrases and words associated with health, mental health, addiction and disability in particular.